Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I just want to say a few things with regards to the coronavirus because Mufti insisted I need to do this, or one of the doctors. Anyway, basically, we all know about coronavirus. I'm not going to go too much into details. Basically, just to highlight how this virus spreads. Usually a sick person, you know, especially when he sneezes, and the droplets from his sneezing usually get into either the eyes, nose, or mouth of a healthy person. So that's one of the ways you can pick up the virus. Now, if you do see somebody sneezing, this is an important thing as a general rule. If you want to avoid getting contact with the droplets from the sneezing, they recommend that you stay away at a distance of between 0.5 meter and 2 meters. They say the big droplets will fall like Saddam Hussein's Scud missiles and miss the target completely, whereas the small ones may just catch you, but it may not really affect you. So that's very important. One is you keep a distance between 0.5 meter to 2 meters. Anything closer than that, you've got a very good chance of catching these droplets. The other thing is, if you do encounter a sick person, you should advise him or give him a mask, because it's very important for them to have a mask so that they don't infect others. So that's an important aspect. So that's one thing with regards to the droplets. You can also get the infection from the saliva of a person. Basically, sometimes an infected person may leave his saliva, or he may touch other things, like with their hands, touch doorknobs. Like in a train, they may touch the train straps. You might not know, pens, their cell phones, any device. So you can even pick it up from there. Therefore, it's very, very important for them to make sure that, you know, they keep themselves clean, they keep their hands nice and clean, so they don't contaminated surfaces. So this is another way in which a healthy person can contact the virus. One is through the droplets from sneezing, and two is from the saliva from the sick person who may have touched various things. And it takes about 10 to 24 hours for that virus to die on its own, but with the soap or an alcohol-based media solution, it will die immediately. Now, important thing is that if you by any chance knew that there was an infected person that touched the handrail while walking up the stairs, and you also ended up doing this, it's very, very important that you make sure that, or we make sure that we wash our hands before we even touch our face, rub our eyes, or even touch our loved ones, because we got a great chance of infecting them. Now, how do you recognize that somebody, you know, it's usually a flu-like type of illness, how do you recognize that somebody might be having a coronavirus infection? Well, there are a couple of things that you look for. One is they would have fever, they would be tired, they will cough, they will have breathing problems, and they can have muscle pain. So if you're suspecting this, it's very, very important that you if somebody is being suspected of having a coronavirus infection, you don't rush to the doctor, you don't rush to the pharmacist, you don't rush to the hospital. Because if you do that, especially if you've come from an area that was the endemic, you may then infect everybody or nearly everybody in those areas. So therefore, it's very important that you stay away from these places. You contact the hotline, which I tried this morning and I couldn't get through. But you contact the hotline, and they will advise you what to do, and they'll keep you properly isolated. So it's very important. So if you know anybody that has had this infection or has come into contact and is showing some symptoms, don't rush them off to the doctor or pharmacy or hospital. Contact the hotline, and then you'll be given direction as to what to do. The other thing is how to protect ourselves. Now, this is a general thing. Whenever we sneeze, it's a good idea for all of us to do this at all times. It's either have a tissue. If you don't have a tissue, it's no harm in sneezing onto your sleeve. That's fine. So you don't spray your droplets all over the place. You also don't touch your nose and mouth with unwashed hands. And the washing of the hand is a very, very important thing. You have to spend, usually to get your hands nice and clean, you have to wash right up to the elbow, the front, the palms, the back of the hands. And it takes about 20 seconds to do this. And they say if you sing two happy birthday songs, you'll catch 20 seconds if you know how to time yourself, and then you'll have enough time to wash yourself. So that's how long it takes. It must take you to wash your hands to be quite clean. So washing with soap and water is very, very effective. And the other thing is washing with an alcohol, using an alcohol-based spray is also important. Now, if you phone all the pharmacies, all the drug companies, they've got no alcohol sprays because everybody has bought them out. They've got no masks at this moment in time. But there's a little bit of an overreaction. Soap and water is an excellent way of washing out the germs. Also, very, very important that if you come into contact with a sick person, or you go in hospital or you meet somebody that's sick, it's a basic rule, you know, from the sunnah and from general common sense that we don't kiss them, we don't hug them, we try avoid shaking their hands, and this will help us prevent from infections. Or even if you had to do that, make sure that we wash our hands and clean ourselves properly before leaving. Other thing is very important that we avoid a crowded place, especially when there's an infection. Now, Germany is looking at trying to call off gatherings where, I don't know how they're going to do this, where people are going to be closer than 2 meters together. So that's not going to be easy to do. But as you know, in Italy, all the football matches, etc., all been cancelled because of close proximity. And then it's very, very easy to get an infection. So I thought this will just, instead of dealing into too much of stuff, just the basic stuff, be aware. If you have the illness, if you think you've got the illness, contact the relevant authorities. Just don't run to the doctors or hospital and pharmacy. And inshallah, in Durban, inshallah, I don't think we're going to have too much of a problem because this virus has been imported at this moment in time. And it's summer here in South Africa at this moment in time, and the virus does not survive hot weather. And the virus has evolved mainly in the cold climates. So inshallah, Allah will protect us all. But we must take the necessary precautions. Jazakallah.